morning. So, I would like to say a few words before we transition to the guided meditation. About the practice this morning. So, we have practiced metta, loving kindness, cultivating our hearts in goodwill in ever widening concentric circles. Ever widening concentric circles. Every circle of beings has basically included some of the qualities of the previous ones. Starting classically with self, benefactor, friend, which here we have combined together as lovable being, benefactor and friend categories, dear being. And we've also exchanged the order at times with the self in order to prime the heart. I'm just reviewing what you already know. And then we moved on to the neutral being as a stand-in for all of humanity and also as a stepping stone for practicing with the next category, the person with whom we're having difficulty with right now. And the next category, as we keep expanding, is, you guessed it, all beings, all beings, all beings. It's a wonderful category, and there are different ways to practice this category. There's not one way. For those of you who know the Karaniya Metta Sutta, and either from a previous retreat chant, or you were here a couple of nights ago when I attempted to chant it and then read it, it mentions some categories. May they be big, large, or small, seen and unseen, born or to be born, near or far away, strong or weak. So different ways of thinking of categories. Also, sometimes you can do this, the practice, this final category, in order for the mind not to just zone out, oh, all beings, whatever that is. You can think of regions of the planet. You can think of places. Also, it's upwards, downwards to the depths, to the north, northeast, east. No, in all directions, you can do this practice in all directions. The beings who are in all directions. Just giving you ideas. Beings who are two-legged, four-legged, they hop, they slither, they swim, they fly, right? These are just different categories that our mind can come up with. There's a Persian kind of well-being little chant that my grandmother used to do, and when I was a kid, I was always thought it was funny. She would say, all who are born on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, just would go through the days of the week. I'm like, oh, that's funny. So, hey, there's another category for you. It's very sweet. So ways to connect with all beings, right? Because if you just say all beings, it can get blah, giving you ideas, and you can be creative the rest of the day. So one way this practice could be done for all beings is you consider these different categories of all beings and you wish them well. May you be well. May all beings be well. May all beings who slither, may they be safe, may they be happy, healthy, and have ease. And imagine them. That's one way. And in another way is the practice of radiating metta, which we'll do today. And radiating metta is not just for all beings, can also be for just a practice in of itself. And it works better with the idea of directionality, as I mentioned. So you're radiating the goodness of your heart, the goodwill, outwards in all directions. And again, there's many different ways that this could be done or led. So there's no one way. As you figured already, with metta practice, there is no one way. It's a creative practice. You find the way that your heart connects. It's one reason why I'm offering all these ideas and possibilities. So, let's practice in this particular way, radiating metta. So, inviting you to get settled or more settled in your practice posture, meditation posture. Settling in your body. Feeling a sense of embodiment always, first and foremost. Especially helpful for this practice to feel a sense of groundedness, stability. Feeling the touch points, contact points of your bottom on the cushion, your hands on your lap, or touching one another. A sense of uprightness, integrity of the body. And softening, relaxing. Softening and relaxing the body. Because this radiating practice also works well, works particularly well if we have a stance of non-doing doing. So we're not trying to push the metta out, otherwise it can get exhausting. Landing softly in our being. And we could begin, as we usually begin, with priming the heart. We can invite our dear being, our lovable being, into our heart space and inviting the heart to warm up, feeling whatever arises in the body, the heart space, with the presence of this lovable being. We can bring in the phrases to support, if it's supported. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. May you have ease, dear one. And seeing also this lovable being looking at you with kind, soft eyes. Allowing yourself to feel, to receive their goodwill, their metta. And by receiving their goodwill, their metta, feeling that perhaps your own heart relaxes more, softens more, feels more moistened. In this receiving and in this giving, giving and receiving, it lights up the heart even more. Maybe it lights up the heart even more. Whatever is available in this moment is okay. Just the possibility. Now considering that just as you and your lovable being want to be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease, all beings have the same wish. All beings everywhere have the same wish. And feeling that your heart, in your heart center, the center of your chest, is a beacon of goodwill. It is a beacon of goodwill in this world. And let it shine its light of goodwill. Not so much pushing it out, but letting it shine. It might be helpful, perhaps, to imagine the as you're removing piece by piece a velvet curtain around you, little by little. So as this sun, this light of metta is shining, may all beings be well in your heart. And also considering that this is not so much yours, you are recycling. You're recycling the universal goodwill. It's not as heavy lift as you realize. You've received so much goodwill, so much kindness from so many beings for so long. And this goodwill, this kindness is just being recycled, being shown back out. And you just let it radiate, getting out of its way. And with the idea of the velvet curtain, imagine particularly realizing that, oh yes, I'm removing the velvet curtain in front of me, letting my heart shine. It's goodwill, good wishes. May you be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. Or maybe simply, may you be well to all beings in front of me. All beings. All beings sitting in front of you here in this hall, further away, radiating. Ah, it's kind of nice feeling. Yeah, everyone who comes in contact with the golden light of metta is being touched by my goodwill. I wish all of them well. Starting with myself, because in front of my heart is still my own body. My own body, people in front of me. Sitting here. And you can remove the velvet curtain further to your right-hand side. Ah, these metta beams touching the right side of your body and then emanating out. Everyone sitting to your right side here, may you be well. I wish you well. Perhaps imagining skillful means, imagining that as the rays of your metta come in contact with them, it brings them some goodness. Again, not magical thinking, but just to visualize a little bit, to connect a bit more. All the beings to your right-hand side, all the humans, all the animals, four-legged, slithering, crawling, hopping, swimming. Further removing the velvet curtain from your back. All the beings behind you and your own back. All the beings. May they be happy and have every cause for happiness. All beings to your left. All beings to your left. Born on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc. All born and to be born. May they be well. All beings above you, upwards to the skies. All the birds flying, all beings right now on a plane traveling. May they be well. And extending downwards to the depths, all the crawling insects, all the beings on the other side of the earth, all around, unbounded, immeasurable, radiating. Metta. And remembering that all your previous categories are included in this category. All beings. Radiating metta. If phrases help, you can have them. If feels too heavy, you can drop them. No shoulds. Radiating immeasurably unbounded. In all directions, resting, resting, abiding in this radiating of metta. abiding in loving kindness. Thank you. practice of radiating metta can be particularly nourishing and simple, especially when it gets going, doesn't necessarily have the, the beloved three-ring circus of the other way of practicing with the image and feeling the feeling and the phrases, you know, getting all of that going. You know, you can have that too to prime your heart. But when it really gets going, it's just abiding in loving kindness, letting radiate out, letting it radiate out. And if you find yourself getting exhausted and tired, you're doing it too hard. You're trying to push it out too hard. Oh, just rest. Just let it. So it's like a sun. It just shines. Just admire it shining. May all beings be well. And rest in it yourself. Be quite nourishing. So for today's sitting practice, you're welcome to experiment with this radiating metta, especially if it's new for you. And you're welcome to hang out in with any other categories, any other beings, yourself, of course, lovable being, anytime, neutral. And if you're still working on the person you're having challenges with right now and forgiveness practice mentioned yesterday, feel free to hang out there as well. This is a full day of practice. You have so much momentum, so much momentum. Even if you may not realize how much momentum you have a lot of momentum. So enjoy, and I pass it to Diana.
So just an encouragement to build on the momentum in the walking practice. Sometimes walking practice can be like the poor step sibling or something that kind of, you know, is there part of the family, but because just in case you were to ever walk anywhere in your life, if just in case you were ever to leave a retreat center, it's a great way, right, to just bring some of the fruits, the momentum, the benefits of this practice into all areas of your life, because we walk to the refrigerator, we walk to the car, we walk as for shopping, we walk all, you know, there's just walking that's happening. And if not exactly walking, there's movement that's happening. So this momentum, really pour yourself into, allow yourself to really inhabit walking practice today. It's a tremendous support for this full day of practice. So just a little plug for walking practice. And I'll send it back to Nikki.
Thanks, Diana, for that big plug for walking practice. That was great. Yes. So, and we have a couple of minutes. So there was a question posted this morning that I think I will bring to the whole hall because it's relevant. It's about dedication of merit. So it is an important part of our practice, dedication of merit. What is dedication of merit? So at the end of the sits, at the end of retreat, at the end of the day, we dedicate. We trust that there was goodness created. There was goodness co-created through our practice, through our sitting, through our walking, through our listening to a Dharma talk, through our wholesome intention. There was goodness. There was goodness created, co-created. Even if we think, oh, that was a shoddy sit, I fell asleep, still my intention, still. There was goodness aligning that wholesome intention. There was goodness created, co-created. And then, as an act of dana, generosity, sharing that with all beings. May all beings everywhere benefit from this co-created goodness, not just keeping it for myself. May I be happy. But sharing it with everyone. That's the idea of dedicating merit. Trusting there is goodness created, co-created, and generosity, sharing it with everyone. May everyone benefit. It's very sweet. So with that, may all beings benefit from the fruit of our practice this morning.